All right, I would like to call to order this meeting of the Lincoln County Fair Board for Thursday, January 14th, 2016. It is about 4 minutes after 10 o'clock. The Fair Board Chair, Frank Geltner, is absent, but this is Bill Hall, Vice Chair, convening the meeting, and along with Jim Beisman, third Fair Board member, we are present and do constitute a quorum and would like to take this opportunity to introduce the new administrative assistant for the Board of Commissioners, and she is also starting today as recorder for the Fair Board, Tanya Graham. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Okay, we do not have minutes from the last Fair Board meeting, so we will defer on that. And under old business, new business, first up would be extension update, 4-H and the fair. Todd Williver.
I resent being called old business. let me first say that my winter has been thrown into a tailspin. I spent 17 days in Denver, Colorado in December caretaking for a recently paralyzed friend who was being released from Craig Hospital, and 17 days away really put me in a kind of behind the ball, so I apologize in advance for that. First update on riding passes. We've been working on that now for several months, and I'm trying to get that put together still. Insurance has turned out not to be a problem. We have the insurance to cover it. What I'm trying to do is get the blessing of the university and or 4-H Association. This is a similar issue as the memo of understandings that we do with the Fair Board and the university every year, and it just has become a tedious process. But I want to be sure that that relationship has the blessing of the university and is not in any way going to jeopardize our fair relationship. I worry that it's sometimes that as I sort of push the envelope or step outside of the box of the traditional 4-H agent, that the university feels a need to put me back on the leash. So I want to be sure that I get all of those boxes checked and things in order before we create another headache for ourselves. I do anticipate being able to get that blessing. I had hoped that we would have that stuff done by the holiday season, and it just didn't happen. So hopefully by our next meeting, I'll have an update on that. Regarding the fair, I have submitted a draft of the MOU back to the university. They've sent it back to me with some more questions. They're obviously wanting to clarify that MOU a little better than they did last year, which is understandable, and we knew that they would. I will schedule a time with Mr. Belmont to go over their questions and create a good working understanding of what that relationship looks like this year. Our sponsor packet for the fair is nearly ready to go out. We've been working as well with Casey McEnany again to get the artwork and poster created. We're excited about about what that will look like. We're on our way to the Oregon Fair Association conference later today, and Michelle will be there tomorrow through Saturday, and excited about the prospects that we will find there. In the 4-H world, this is ramping up to be a busy time of year for us. We utilized the fairgrounds for our Youth in Action centerpiece project and built about 300 holiday centerpieces for the Meals on Wheels recipients. That was a wonderful event, as always. We had about 60 people there building centerpieces at the Harney Building, and it's always a pleasure to use that facility and be able to do that good service learning project. We're in the process of updating our yearly calendar, getting all of our items calendared and figuring out our usage, that sort of thing. And club meetings are in full swing. We're the new 4-H year, of course, starts in October, and we're on our way. Here we come again. I passed on a few building maintenance requests to Jack. I think he's working diligently on those. We had another little leak in the Harney Building. Maybe not a little leak, maybe a maxi leak, but they're it seems like that sort of continual process there. And I put forth a suggestion to that would allow us to get, I don't know if it's even feasible, and I haven't had time to follow up with Jack, but maybe he'll report on it a little bit, that would allow us to get the stored items, tables and chairs, out of the main exhibit hall behind a roll-up door into the workshop area. I don't know if it's possible. Jack was going to look at it and see if there was a way to do that, but I think that would really go a long way towards cleaning up the interior of the of those fair buildings, of the main exhibit hall, and letting us utilize that in a little better fashion. So I don't know where that stands, but Jack seemed to think it was a possibility and would look into it further. Questions of me? I covered a lot of ground there.
I don't have any.
I don't either. One question I did have, and you already answered it. You do have Mr. Belmont and Lou on the MOU with the university.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any other questions.
Yeah, and it may be necessary with regard to the riding passes to work on something there as well. But I will get some time scheduled with him forthcoming and make sure that happens.
Okay. I don't have any further
questions. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you guys, as always, for the support.
Okay. Board of Commissioners actions on name, fairgrounds improvements, long-range plans. Let me take this, and then certainly Mr. Beisman can chime in. And basically, December 30th, we had, I'm going to say we just probably spent a couple of hours in
yes.
presentations and discussions with the Board of Commissioners. Don Mann presented his plan. Mr. Beisman presented the recapitalization plan. And let's see, where do we begin? How about with the easy piece? The recommendation that came out of the Don Mann plan, which the Fair Board previously endorsed and which the Board of Commissioners endorsed, was to rename the ground to the Lincoln County Commons. So Mr. Belmont wants to draw up some kind of a formal action that will make that official, but there was consensus to move ahead with that. I think, as most people here know, the Don Mann plan was looking at long-range fairgrounds improvements, and Mr. Beisman was presenting a shorter-term, what we're calling a fairgrounds recapitalization plan, basically investments in water lines, electricity, restrooms, roofs, heating, you know, basic things to keep the grounds functional and the buildings functional, hopefully, for the next 10 to 15 years. The one, I guess, challenging point is, of course, how to pay for all of this. As you will see on the finance sheet, we've got just under $1.5 million in the Fair Facilities Fund. That's the money we've been accumulating since the 2007 transient room tax measure passed. And would you say ballpark, really kind of back of the napkin estimate on the recapitalization is $500,000, although it could vary with a lot of variables, be considerably lower or higher than that, but at least that's a fair ballpark estimate?
Yes.
Okay. And then what we looked at for the long-term financing beyond whatever from this fund is not used for the recapitalization would conceivably be used for the longer-term redevelopment. City of Newport's urban renewal pledge of $3 million is huge, but we obviously need more way to, more skin in the game to make it happen. You know, we're going to explore grant possibilities, naming rights, but basically everybody agreed we need a long-term revenue source. As Don Mann said, the message from the public is pretty clear. Do not pursue a property tax measure. So we're focusing on a transient room tax measure, anywhere from 0.5% to 2%. And we have been asked to come back to the Board of Commissioners we don't have a firm timeline, and unfortunately with Mr. Belmont out, haven't had a chance to discuss an exact meeting date, but I think really by the middle of February, the Board of Commissioners will have to make a go or no-go decision if we want to put a TRT major on the May ballot, and if so, in what amount. What I heard from my colleagues, and again, you know, this is a little bit of interpretation, so I couldn't say really clearly, but the sentiment, you know, I'm picking up a couple of sentiments that rather than coming back to the public repeatedly, you know, that we just tell them this is the best plan, the smartest, most economical plan we can come forward with. So we're kind of going to put all our eggs in the basket of one vote. And the feeling on going forward with the recapitalization plan was, I think they're reluctant to even commit that much to the grounds if we do not have a clear expression of public support for their long-term viability. So I think the next big decision point is going forward with a vote, and then after that, seeing what happens in May. So I'd be glad to open it up for questions, discussion from here, maybe if Mr. Beisman wants to amplify on my comments at all from the meeting, since he was a participant as well.
I think that's, you know, Commissioner Hall's basically, I think, pretty fairly captured the essence of the meeting on the 30th. With respect to the particular part I'm playing in the recapitalization project, told the board until they're prepared to provide specific direction, it didn't make any sense to me that we'd spend further time and money on the recapitalization project. Our next step would involve a considerable time commitment on the part of county staff and considerable expense. So with respect to that particular part of it, my plan is to wait until the outcome board's decision-making process, whether or not they decide to put the TRT on the ballot in May, and if it is on the ballot, the results of that vote, I think that will basically dictate whether or not we proceed with the recapitalization plan. So for county staff's information, I think we're on hold with that particular project, probably mm-hmm. at least
I would say so as well.
And hopefully, and, you know, at some point, maybe in February or maybe it's going to be in May, the board will give its direction with regard to the future of the grounds, and we'll know whether or not we're going to proceed with that project or not. That's all I have.
Questions, comments? Yes.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay.
Can you confirm or just reiterate for me what the vote is that you're looking at? You were saying a PRT on the ballot in May.
The vote would be by the Board of Commissioners whether or not to put a TRT major on the ballot, and also to be determined in that is whether it would be, I think we're going to run scenarios any for 1/2, 1.5%, and 2%.
Okay, and if the commissioners choose not to do that, then what?
I couldn't answer that at this point. I think, I'm hoping if they don't want to do it in May, they'll look at doing it for November. But if there is, you know, I don't know what, frankly, you know, I don't know what our option would be at that point, because we don't have, without it, we don't have resources to proceed with the larger scale redevelopment plan.
I really don't think that question is answerable at this particular point until the Board of Commissioners starts making some of these decisions, in essence charting our path. Until that happens, I don't think we'll be able to answer the question.
And I wasn't clear. I read the report in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It may just not have been in mm-hmm. memory. If there is no increase in room tax, is the discussion that we had at our last meeting here, the last fair board meeting, regarding the $500,000 that will go into all the, just the power and all that stuff, is that a go or not?
Again, I think that decision is going to be, is my colleagues don't seem to want to pull the trigger on that until after the TRT vote, because I think their thinking is if the people aren't willing to support the larger redevelopment project, does it really make sense to spend in the neighborhood of $500,000 has something more than a Band-Aid, but something less than a permanent fix. As Mr. Beisman told them pretty much unequivocally, and I think they got the message that without the recapitalization project within 3 years, you know, because of the myriad of challenges Jack and his people have been making do with spit, chewing gum, and baling wire for as long as they can, you know, buying electrical components off of eBay, but within 3 years we're going to be at the point where that's no longer viable.
Yeah, I don't think that question is answerable at this point. The failure of the TRT measure, if it's on the ballot, doesn't necessarily mean that we wouldn't do the recapitalization, or doesn't necessarily mean that, that we won't. I mean, again, that will have to be a decision made after the recapitalization.
Is the commissioner's not, if it's put on the ballot, the commissioner's looking at this, that if it passes, that is support for the county grounds, and if it doesn't pass, it shows no support for county grounds? Is that what they're thinking? Because that's not what's being asked when you're asked to increase the room tax. But is that how they're interpreting this?
I think so, but again, I don't want to speak too broadly for what I'm hearing from them, but I, you know, the
well,
message...
It sounds like we're right back where we started 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. If this doesn't happen, if one, it doesn't go on the ballot, or two, it does go on the ballot and it's rejected, that we sit with the fairgrounds the way they are. Is that what I'm hearing?
My short answer would be no. I don't think that you can necessarily assume that. There are multiple paths that could be taken here depending upon what happens or doesn't happen. Again, just because the board puts the TRT on the ballot and it doesn't pass doesn't necessarily mean we wouldn't recapitalize the grounds. I mean, that would be, if you will, a separate decision at that particular point based upon what the board believes is best interest for the future of the grounds.
Another question, who makes the decision about the use of the funds that have been put in an account for the county grounds? Is it the Board of Commissioners or is it the Fair Board?
It is the Board of Commissioners. The way the room tax measure was written in 2007, that was explicitly delegated to the Board of Commissioners, and the language was put in, which essentially says, I mean, I don't have it in front of me, and I'm not quoting word for word, but the concept was that this was set aside for the county fairgrounds, or in the event the fairgrounds and fair event were no longer operational, for a similar tourist-related capital project.
And then if those two things don't happen, what happens to that money?
Then it would be up to the Board of Commissioners to decide what would be qualifying within the guidelines of that measure and the state TRT law. I'd say the language in that law is written pretty broadly. It basically says 70% of any room tax increase passed after the date that law went in, which I think was 2003, 70% of it has to go for tourism promotion or tourism facilities, but that is pretty broadly written.
You have good questions, but we don't have that good of a crystal ball. Until these events start to play out, the questions are unanswered.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say
I've been feeling very positive in the last 6 months until I read the information on the county commissioners meeting that discussed this. All of a sudden, I saw red flags coming up again, thinking, okay, this isn't going to go anywhere. We're back where we started.
I don't believe you, and I was here.
You may be reading all of that.
I would concur
with that statement.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
The board asked very good, certainly intelligent questions about all of the various scenarios, but the mere fact that they asked those questions doesn't necessarily mean that that's the direction they're going to take, in my experience with the board.
And even
they're still deciding as far as I
know. And even if the worst case scenario goes and, you know, this goes on the ballot and it's voted down, you know, I don't know if it would be interpreted as a lack of support for the Browns per se, but either a desire not to pay for it or not to pay for it through this scenario. I mean, you know, Karen, you remember, like, say, the situation we were in back in, was it 2009, when the bottom dropped out of the county budget and we were looking at closure of the animal shelter, and people stepped forward en masse and said, nope, this isn't acceptable, and Focus was founded, and we sat down together, commissioners, sheriff, and the founders of Focus, and said, okay, we can, you know, we saw a path where basically we can pull from a lot of one-time only pots of money, keep the shelter going one more year. Focus led the charge to get the animal services levy, which was later converted into a permanent animal services district, to pass to keep the shelter operating. But if that major had gone down, I think we were pretty clear at the time that we didn't have a plan B or plan C, and that the funds to keep it open would not have been there.
So going back then to the measure that added this money for the fairground, wasn't that the last stand to raise money for revitalization of that property?
I don't, you know.
Isn't that kind of how it was represented?
I don't remember it really being sold that way at the time, but, you know.
If it was, and then we come up with a room tax to say, this is it, we didn't do what we said the first time.
Yeah, because obviously that did not create enough of a revenue stream. I mean, when we're sitting
now
after.
I've got my red flags again.
Yeah, okay. Because when we're sitting at $1.5 million and the very rough architect's report from a couple years ago was that a new exhibit hall alone was $7.5 million. I think, you know, we knew that the fair, you know, that there was simply not the revenue to support maintenance and operation of the grounds anymore, and that that was looked at as a revenue source that could address this. But, you know, when we didn't even have a concept or a plan at that time or any idea how much it would take, I'm hoping, I don't think we ever sold it as that this would be the be-all final solution to get us to the point we hope to be at.
I don't want to put too much emphasis on this proposed ballot measure on the TRT. Yes, it's important, but there were also other financing schemes discussed to make improvements to the grounds as well. And Phil briefly mentioned a few of them, grants or, you know, other
naming
sources
rights
of funds and so forth. So I guess I don't want you to leave with the impression that this TRT issue is the be-all and end-all. That wasn't my impression. Correct me, Bill, if I'm wrong, but that wasn't my impression. Yes, it's important, but there are other avenues that might be pursued besides that.
I guess it's the
one.
Probably it's the plan A. It's the most promising one. You know, if it doesn't fly, then we really do have to regroup. And you know, yeah, it's not. It doesn't mean necessarily that everything is done and it's off the table. But it would be a major blow and make it much more difficult to proceed. But you know, I'll say never.
Well, it's not my impression that that's our only option.
I would say it's the most promising.
Maybe
one.
The most promising, but not the only one.
The most logical one.
Well, I just hope that, you know, our Blue Ribbon Fair committee came together,
mm-hmm.
and we had wonderful participation.
Yes.
We became a really tight group.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was years before the next step, mm-hmm. and only two of us have continued on. The rest have given up the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still believe in it, but they're not going to put any of their blood into it at this point. I hope that you're not putting us in this position now that the two of us who are still hanging in there decide, okay, this is getting to be more fight than I'm willing to do, and we fall by the wayside. And then that money goes wherever that money is going to go. And the fair, the county ground still stays the way it is today with a few band-aids here and there. Was that the intent from the get-go?
Nope.
I wouldn't have put some years into this.
I have, if that was going to be the intended outcome. And I know you wouldn't have either.
Yeah. Well, you're one of three on the county
mm-hmm.
commissioner board
mm-hmm.
who should have some kind of influence, say,
mm-hmm.
power, whatever. And then it's sounding like, well, we're still not really sure what's going on. I really think they're doing their due diligence.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, and frankly, among the three of us, varying degrees of interest, enthusiasm for this project. But I think all three have the message that there is a considerable segment of the public that believes this is a desirable project. And at very least, I'm going to say, believe that the people deserve a chance to pass on it, at least the financing piece.
Well, it's really distressing again.
I wish I could be more certain, but, you know, being one of three on this board, one of three on the Board of Commissioners, and not knowing what the public might do, you know, I wish there was more certainty for all of us, but it's just not the climate we're working in.
But now the Fair Board has, on its part, said that we are in support
yes.
of Don Mann's plan.
Yes.
We are in support of the recapitalization project.
Yes.
So I don't think there's any question where the Fair Board itself stands.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you would hope your county commissioners have faith in the recommendations made by the boards that they authorize.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
in this
and
case,
if you,
it's not quite sounding there yet.
Yeah, and well, if you look at the long-term track record of what the Board of County Commissioners has done with proposals, recommendations from their advisory boards, including this one, I would say, you know, 98% or better acceptance, but there is due diligence and careful vetting as well. And perhaps the tone of that article picked up too much of that and not enough of the open-mindedness of it, at least.
Now, in fairness to the Board of Commissioners, too, that meeting on the 30th was the first time, to my knowledge, that they had heard in extensive detail the things that we had been talking about, Don Mann's report and the recapitalization and so forth.
Right, we've
so,
been living with this for months, and it was the first time it landed on their desks.
And the first time they really had an opportunity to hear substantial details. And so, speaking for myself, I was certainly not surprised that they asked some questions, some penetrating questions. And after all, they did not have the benefit of villainize months of knowledge and working with this. And I frankly would have been surprised had they not asked those kinds of questions. But I didn't come away from
this,
it with a, with a negative impression.
When does this come up for the county commissioners to make a decision?
Don't have a date scheduled, but my understanding is the timing to put it on the May ballot, it would have to be within the next month.
Would they not appear on the Board of Commissioners' regular agenda?
Yes, it would.
And, of course, the board normally meets Wednesday mornings at 9:30. Of course, their agenda is on the web and published.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Certainly, if you watch that, you'd be able to know.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, is there anything else from staff? We got any... facility use requests? Anything we need to discuss?
We do. I've gotten a request from Emergency Services and the Sheriff's Department. We are currently putting together a project up at the county impound yard. And there's two emergency storage containers up there that are currently right in the footprint of the build site. And we're going to have to relocate those for the extent of the build, and then we can do some shuffling yet again. But the request is to place those containers next to the animal shelter, approximately where the Red Cross vehicle and the emergency services vehicles are currently parked.
Time frame?
As soon as possible, actually. We've already emptied the containers. They have to move no matter what. It's now trying to find a home for them in the short term and possibly the long term. But these containers need to be moved soon, and they were asking if they could put them down there with the vehicles for now, and then they would basically replace where the vehicles, once the new facility is built, the emergency vehicles will move
would
up
go
to,
into the building, and so...
And then with your permission, these containers that have basically all of our emergency supplies mm-hmm. for Sam Case and the elementary school. And
so no net loss of footprint.
Then. No net loss of footprint, basically replacing one with another. But there will be all four will be down there during the build process.
And again, the time frame for the build itself, roughly?
We're looking at starting up probably next month in earnest. I'm getting the trees cut out now. We're waiting for some engineering to come back, and then the groundwork will begin and some of the dirt work. If weather permitting, it may move quickly. If we continue on this soggy, wet pattern, it may be delayed.
But are you at ballpark completion?
We need to be completed before July.
Right, so... Before a fair, and we don't have Celtic Festival this year, do we have any other significant...
Well, I'm just wondering, is this a request to put them there, at least for the period of the build, but not necessarily long-term, or is this a request to put them there long-term?
I don't see any other places for them anytime soon. And if I do put them down there, I would be putting a little bit of an investment in gravel, and I would ask that it be long term, and I just don't see any place else for them right now. They fit the need of all of the community area perfectly, and that way they're accessible by the schools, and if the schools are not in session, they're accessible from the sheriff and county staff. It's actually a perfect spot for them.
Todd, do you see any impacts on fair setup?
No, I don't see any issue there whatsoever.
Okay.
In any case, these are just movable cuttings.
Yeah, there's nothing holding them there in the long term. If a need came up in the future,
they could be
relocated.
Okay. We regularly move those.
And I'll say
containers around the county. I'm okay.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
We've got consensus.
The rest of the county updates are actually just chasing leaks,
mm-hmm.
Getting groundwater taken care of, repairing what we can to keep things.
When you don't get 10 feet of water on us in a month, I mean, even for Lincoln County, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, I'm actually pleased that it wasn't worse.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Any other county reports or requests? Any other business to come before the fair board? If not, our next scheduled meeting. Yeah,
Focus.
I'm sorry. Yes,
Focus.
Karen. Yes, Focus. Focus
Thank
has
you.
A report.
I'm here.
Okay.
Representing Emily
yes.
because she had other business and she couldn't.
And
be
just for
today.
The record, if you'd introduce yourself.
Karen D. Sherry with the board of Focus.
Yes. What's up?
Lincoln County Animals. Well, what we I haven't been too involved in this, mm-hmm. but I understand that there was some consensus about the back room, quote, the back room of the store. Apparently, from what I understand, it was agreed that the Focus was going to be able to take over a part of that back room. And we thank the Board of Commissioners and we thank Todd for for helping us organize that. We had our meeting Tuesday, and we had a huge discussion about that. Apparently, the back room was supposedly going to be split in half, and we were able to take about a 10 by 10 portion of it. And the board and some of the guests, apparently there was an issue with the door about how we would have had to have put a new door in to get in to the section that we needed. And so we all talked about it, and we thought, even though we've been discussing getting that back room for 7 years, that thank you, but we believe that it's going to open up a huge can of worms for us. There's insulation that's exposed in the building. We thought by if we would have to get a building permit to do all those things, and potentially if you invite the building inspector to come in, he's going to really start looking around at some things that are going on in that building that they could potentially ask us to have to take care of, namely that insulation. So at this point, we just wanted to say thank you, but I guess we're just not going to be able to do it.
Any input, Jack?
No.
Okay. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. That's a shame, but
yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So that's where we are.
Okay. Thank you much.
Well, thank you.
Any further business to come before the board? If not, we'll meet in February on the 11th, and until then, we're adjourned.